Axelrod has one other challenge in his attempt to frame Obama as a candidate who can transcend race, Barack's wife, Michelle. On February 18, 2008, at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin, Michelle Obama made a political gaffe, implying to the audience she has not been proud of America until her African-American husband had ascended to be a front-running candidate for president. What we have learned over this year is that hope is making a comeback, Michelle began, echoing the title of Barack's second book and themes of hope Axelrod was crafting for the campaign. It is making a comeback, she continued, and let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I am really proud of my country. And not just because Barack has done well, but because I think people are hungry for change. And I have been desperate to see our country moving in that direction, and not just feeling so alone in my frustration and disappointment. The implication is that she had not been proud of America until her African-American husband introduced change. Within hours of the speech, a firestorm of criticism broke out on talk radio and cable news television. At a press conference, John McCain took the opportunity to take a swipe at Obama, commenting, "I just wanted to make the statement that I have and always will be proud of my country." Without mentioning his military service and Obama's lack thereof, McCain reminded the country he was a real hero, a former Vietnam War POW who had demonstrated beyond any need for further proof how proud he was of the USA. The Obama camp quickly went into damage control. Statements like this are made, and people try to take it out of context and make a great big deal out of it, and that isn't at all what she meant, Obama himself said, trying to dig out from the hole. What she meant was, this is the first time that she's been proud of the politics of America, because she's pretty cynical about the political process, and with good reason. She's not alone. She has seen large numbers of people get involved in the process, and she's encouraged. Still, the damage had been done.